The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Tonight on Texans Buzz, which player is the most presidential?
Ryan Peters, do you accept the nomination?
I accept the nomination.
And our kid reporters have a very important question.
Is Bill O'Brien mean?
No, he's not mean. He just gets a little angry sometimes and says some stuff that we wouldn't want you guys to hear.
Texans Buzz starts now. It's time for Texans Buzz, our favorite time of the week, and maybe our favorite time of the year. Big game coming up Monday night.
It is like a midseason bowl game. Texans in Mexico City taking on the Raiders. This is absolutely humongous.
First international game in team history. And, of course, Texans Buzz is going to have a Mexican flair throughout the half hour.
Yes, and we have Xavier Suofilo teaching players Spanish and also the ninja doing ninja things that has nothing to do with Mexico, really, but you'll want to watch.
Yeah, and, of course, we've had our players and our coaches talking a little bit about Mexico City this week at NRG Stadium.
Did they feed you guys here, Matt? It's pretty good. It looks pretty good, though. Veggie wrap. Yeah, that's good. It's a good perk. What's up, Aaron?
I'm sure the people will show up. I'm sure they'll be loud. I'm sure it'll be a great environment for us, especially with it being Monday Night Football. And I'm very excited to get this thing underway.
It's going to be exciting just to play in front of fans like that with constant noise all the time, no matter what it is, whether it's punt, offense, defense, kickoff. So it's going to be awesome.
I couldn't tell you how far we are from playing our best football, but we're 6-3, so it's going to be scary when we do.
What did you think about it?
I did not want to do it at all. I still tell them to this day I hate it, but I play it. Whatever the team needs, I go out there and play, you know. And just laugh about it. I always pick at them like, hey, Romy, I might have to go to the buffet this week.
Any chance you have to be able to, you know, visit a different country to be able to, you know, expand your horizons across international borders, you know, that's absolutely amazing.
The guys asking about that?
Because no.
The altitude and things like that?
Nope. And don't ask them.
Don't do it. I asked him last week about
I'm
running.
Kidding.
So don't ask Bill O'Brien about altitude. Don't ask the players about altitude. But you know what we can't ask them about?
We can ask them which player, now that we've chosen a president, which player would make the best president?
If you had to elect one of your teammates as president, who would it be and why?
Ooh. It had to be one of my teammates.
And I am perfectly okay with you electing yourself if that's where you want to go with
this. Tone for president.
Tone for president. I back that 100%.
Yeah, me too. You know, tone for president. We'll get a lot of stuff done.
I'm going to say Dwayne Brown.
Dwayne Brown. Why Dwayne?
He just seems like he could take care of business, keep everybody in line.
Ooh. Go ahead, Corey.
I would elect Brian Peters.
Brian Peters
is like the
man of the people.
Yes, he's a man of the people, but he has a reckless mentality out on the field. So everything would be reckless.
And that's what you want in our president?
Yes. Brian Peters, I'm down for whatever.
Brian Peters, do you accept the nomination?
Should I accept the nomination?
Brian Peters, 2020, what do you guys think? Why are you the perfect president?
Why am I the perfect president? Because I'm the president for the people. I'm going to keep my ear to the streets. Whatever they need, I got to go get, you know?
Kush 2016.
Kush 2016.
Actually, 2020. My bad.
There you go. Sorry, okay. Kush 2020. Why would you select Brian Cushing as your next president?
Man, you know, he's a great teammate. Looks out for all the guys, you know. Knows how to really stir things up, you know.
You know, I think Leck would be an interesting candidate. You know, he's a guy that knows a lot. He's been around.
What about Brian Cushing? He's been nominated several times for president. I'll get you next time, Kush. I'll get you next time. Shane or Brian, who are you going with?
I think I'm going with Shane.
All right, that's a smart choice. I mean, I guess I can't be angry at that, right? I mean,
yeah.
Shane's old.
Yeah.
Right?
He fits the presidential bill.
Right? I mean.
45. Well, no, he's getting closer to that. What is he, 42? 41? He's up. Anyway, he's closer to 45 at least. But
I think he just turned 40, but we can go with 45.
Yeah, we can put him in the 45 category.
Vote for Leck, man.
Leckler. Why, of all people, would you vote for Shane Leckler for president?
because Lek likes to do things that I like to do. Oh, Mance. I could vote for Mance.
You go for Mance? Mance, can you come here for a second? Greg, come here for 1 second. You've been nominated for president. I'd like to ask your question. I'll ask you a question. You've been nominated for team president. Why would you make a good team president? Go.
You know, I just believe in being the best Houston Texan I can be.
Okay, you can go now. Get out of here.
You know who I'd vote for? I'd vote for Whitney Merciless. I think he'd make a great president with that smile, and he's so happy all the time.
I'd go for Charles James. Very fashionable. Great press conferences.
How about Bill O'Brien, speaking of great press conferences? Would he make a good president?
You know, during the campaign, that Hard Knocks video is about to resurface. In fact, it did during our Kid Reporter segment.
Okay, my dad let me watch Hard Knocks with some of the words bleeped out. Is Bill O'Brien mean?
No, Bill O'Brien's not a mean guy. He's a very passionate guy.
He's not that mean, only when you screw up. So I try not to screw up.
No, he's not mean. He just gets a little angry sometimes and says some stuff that we wouldn't want you guys to hear.
Like what?
Oh, some very bad words that you don't have to worry about.
I can probably guess.
Nah, you don't have to.
Sometimes comes off as a tough guy, but he's a very loving and caring guy.
Is Bill O'Brien mean?
Yes, he is very mean.
And do you mind talking some sense into Mr. Ryan Griffin, because he said he's very mean?
I'll give it a shot.
I love Kid Reporter because they get to ask all the questions that we probably couldn't ask,
yes.
Like, is Bill O'Brien mean? Responses.
He's just very direct.
Still to come, Xavier Suofilo teaches a little Spanish.
Necesito la contraseña del Wi-Fi.
I need the password to the Wi-Fi.
There you go.
And Whitney looks to get revenge. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Ford Studio. Lots more buzz to get to. And Whitney Merciless, he was my vote for presidential candidate earlier in the show. We got to know him a little bit better.
Yeah, and we actually went back in time to his trip to Mexico City earlier in the offseason.
He sacks QBs, you see. Does it straight savage style. Lacks mercy. No bluster, no fanfare, no fuss. His name? Whitney Merciless.
Hey, I'm Whitney Merciless, linebacker for the Houston Texans, and I'm coming to a classroom near you.
Oh, freaks like that, yeah. Hey, by the way.
Toro smashed a birthday cake in your face. That Toro is a son of a isn't he?
Yeah, he definitely is.
Oh, it's so nice. It's your birthday, First of all, have you ever had a cake or a pie in your face like that?
Never.
How'd you react? What'd you think?
I wanted to go kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like I said, I'm killing QBs.
Okay. Well, you and I would get along pretty well, I think. I was there with the day you came here after we drafted you. We went to Mexico together.
Yeah. Had great times. Great times.
Great times. Yeah. And I'm giving you a chance to exact vengeance. Standing behind that door, Omar, could you please open it up? None other than Toro. No. I'm just joking. He won there, but that would have been, how cool would that have been?
Oh, gosh, man. Hey, don't tell me that. All right. It's on.
Happy birthday, my friend. It's not your birthday. Mexico City, though. We went to Mexico City. Remember how much fun we had?
Yeah. Can I eat this?
Yeah, of course you can eat it.
All right, cool.
Do you remember that time in Mexico City when you almost got your head knocked off by a tree?
Oh, yeah. Man, hey. What do they call those? Tulibuses or something like that?
Touribus.
Yeah,
that was
exactly.
Fun. You get to see the whole city.
Yeah, it was awesome. It's a great city. I loved it. The monuments.
And you even got to dance with our good friend Giselle.
I know. You know what I'm saying?
Cool. Hey,
yeah.
You got the cathedral in the background.
Right.
Zocalo. Okay, switching gears. What's going on here, man?
Bro, about this. Now, I was doing like a shoot up in like New Jersey, like at the ranch, at a ranch over the summer.
I like those ranches in New Jersey.
Yeah, they dressed me up like a cowboy.
Because you're a Texan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, I think it's a great picture. It was awesome.
I wouldn't mess with you. You look like you're coming into town to exact vengeance on.
I know.
Like
Toro.
A mascot or something like that. Yeah.
What is your favorite meal of all time? I don't know if it's considered a meal. Chocolate chip cookies. About 20 of those.
20 chocolate chip cookies, favorite meal?
Yeah, man. Yeah, chocolate chip cookies are awesome.
But they can't be hard.
Nope.
They can't be the ones that fall apart either, too soft. They gotta be soft.
Just right.
They gotta be on the soft end of the spectrum.
Right? You know exactly how I feel, right?
Well, we're human beings.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
I don't know what's savage. Like once
nice and crispy on the outside, nice and gooey on the middle. Can't fall, you know, like you said, can't fall apart. You know, it's gotta have that equal balance. And you know, I've had a lot of chocolate chip cookies. Man, I've had some great ones in my time.
Okay, it's time to play a game. Say what?
Say what?
Presented by IW Marks.
And facial wear.
Mustache. Beard.
Over your eyes.
Eyeglasses. Sunglasses.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Sword. Swing your sword.
No. Teammate.
Teammate. Ninja.
Yeah.
Antonio Smith. Antonio Smith. Yeah.
Gosh. Hat. Mexico.
Sombrero.
Yes.
Thanksgiving.
Turkey.
Yes.
O'Brien loves this.
O'Brien loves this music.
Yelling.
No.
Rick Ross.
Yes. Exactly.
Halloween. Carvel.
Pumpkins.
Yep. Exactly.
He's intense. Loves Rick Ross.
Bill O'Brien?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Man, it's what I do every day on
Sacks.
The field. Yep, all day.
Oh, God.
Are you serious? Dang. Music. Good music. Back in the times.
Polka music. Country music. Gosh, rock and roll.
1999 to
2000.
Yes, exactly.
You got nine, dude.
Nine? Oh, yeah.
You win. You're the winner. All right. Yes. Thank you very much. That was great, Whitney. That was great.
I'd just like to say I was offered some of that cake, but I said no, and I had no idea that Whitney licked it first.
Good decision. Yo quiero cake. Is that proper Espanol?
I don't know, but you know who would? Xavier Suofilo. He did a little teaching of Spanish in the locker room this week.
Houston Texans, what's going on? This is Xavier Suofilo. I'm here with my boy Jeff Allen, and we're going to speak some Spanish. All right, Jeff. Pase el guacamole.
Pass the guacamole.
There you go. I'll teach you some phrases you might use in Mexico City. Necesito la contraseña del Wi-Fi.
I need the password to the Wi-Fi.
There you go.
Now, can you repeat it? Necesito la contraseña del Wi-Fi.
Necesito la contraseña del Wi-Fi.
There you go.
Necesito la contraseña del Wi-Fi.
Perfect. Perfect. ¿Cómo estás, papi?
¿Cómo estás?
¿Estás bien?
De nada.
De nada. ¿Cómo lo fue la práctica afuera?
It was pretty good. You know, practice was pretty good, man.
¿Me entiendes?
Yeah.
¿A dónde está el baño?
You lost me.
El baño.
No hablé español.
Okay. There you go.
Pasa el guacamole.
Perfect. ¿Dónde está el baño?
Baño. Bed. Bathroom.
¿Dónde está el baño?
¿Dónde está el baño?
Perfecto.
Necesito...
La contraseña.
La contraseña del Wi-Fi.
I need the Wi-Fi password. You're going to need that.
Need that.
Where is the bathroom? El baño is bathroom. So, ¿dónde está el baño?
Gracias. Thank you.
Me llamo Xavier.
Me llamo DeAndre. Y me encanta fútbol.
Me llamo Jeff. What was the second phrase?
Y me encanta
tacos.
Nice. We're going to get some.
Me llamo Dwayne. Y me encanta jugar fútbol.
Perfect. Excelente, gracias. Aquí estamos los Texans. Vamos para jugar en Mexico City Monday night.
How does a ninja tie his shoes?
I tie my shoes in a puff ball of ninja smoke.
That and more next on Texans Buzz. Hey, it's your favorite time of the week again. We get you caught up on everything social media. And if you are hungry, maybe you might not want to watch this first segment because it's the Taste of the Texans, and we had some Texans take over our Snapchat for the event. On Monday, the Houston Texans set a record for funds raised with more than $355,000 at the 8th annual Taste of Texans. Proceeds benefited the Houston Texans Foundation, the Houston Food Bank, as well as the Houston Methodist Hospital.
So, Brendan Scarlett, what was your favorite part about Texas Houston?
I mean, there was some braised pork short ribs over there that were to die for.
DJ Reader had his first career NFL sack on Sunday against the Jaguars, and that was his first career Houston Texans Snapchat takeover, probably not his last. Speaking of the game, this happened afterwards. Brock Osweiler did a little jersey swap after the game with Jags defensive lineman Malik Jackson. There's Chris Clark and Antonio Smith also posing for the picture. Two guys that won't be exchanging jerseys anytime soon, at least college jerseys, would be Tom Savage and DeAndre Hopkins. Tom Savage talked a little trash on Twitter when his Pitt Panthers beat Clemson, handing them their first loss of the season. So no response yet from DeAndre Hopkins on the loss, but he did post this really cool picture of himself with his car. From stylish car to stylish clothes, we check out Brian Peters with this picture he posted. Check out the hashtag. Hashtag sorry dad for being the guy wearing sunglasses inside. Thanks for admitting that was totally uncool, Brian, because we were gonna have to call you out on it if you didn't. But you know what's always cool? Babies. AJ Boyer posted this picture of his adorable 20-month-old daughter on Instagram. All right, next, Kareem Jackson has a little beef that he posted on Twitter. It's with Chick-fil-A needing more windows. Kareem, they already have 2 lanes. You want to go from 2 to 4 lanes? That's like bigger than most freeways. Anyway, while you're complaining about that, I got something that you can't complain about, and that's this week's Like of the Week.
Like of the week.
Jadeveon Clowney does interviews all the time, but this week he thought he'd bring a special guest. There's a lot of things happening in this picture, but check out the shirt on baby Clowney. Future number one draft pick. We like it. We like it a lot. And if you see something that you like, that you think we might like, hashtag it likes and stuff, and you might see it on here next week. Check out this guy wearing sunglasses inside.
So rude.
Hashtag really. Sorry, not sorry. Hey, do ninjas wear sunglasses?
We'll find out in a puff of ninja smoke with Antonio Smith.
From Haley, what is Antonio's go-to snack? Anything sweet. I love sweets. From Toby, what is Antonio Smith's favorite ninja movie? Hey, that's a very hard one. 13 Assassins. Yes, 13 Assassins. From Alex, how does Antonio tie his shoe? Come on, Alex. Really? I tie my shoes in a puff ball of ninja smoke. From Raymond, how are you so cool? Oh, man, Raymond, a lot of work. You know, it just takes a lot of work to be cool. Nah. I don't know, man. I just thank you for thinking I'm cool, Raymond.
Let's tour Mexico City. Coming up. Welcome back. It's our final segment of Texans Buzz. Mark Vandermeer is all geared up for Mexico City. You can be, too, with all this gear at the Go Texans store.
Yes, not an actual size helmet, by the way, but this stuff is awesome. Go check it out.
You know what else is awesome? Mexico City itself. And we took a trip earlier this year with Whitney Merciless. Take a look.
I'm hanging out in Mexico City right now. Having an absolute blast. I'm in the field where the big game is happening in November against the Oakland Raiders. This stadium is utterly amazing.
We've been hosting the Mexican national team for years, 60,000 fans on average. It's time for us to make a foray down to Mexico City. Houston and Mexico City have so much in common. Not only are we close geographically, but we're close culturally. Really a great place to have an experience.
Being down here in Mexico, I love it. It's great, great atmosphere, great people, great food, of course. I just love Mexico City. It's definitely a great place for anybody to visit.
Independence Monument, that was one of my favorite deals that we got the chance to visit.
just to see exactly what it just represents, their independence and everything. And so I thought that was pretty cool.
We're so excited about the Mexico City game. Excited about all the other NFL games this weekend, too.
Yes, it's time to make our picks against that dog Blitz, who's not coming with us to Mexico City. He'll get over it.
You should be happy. We're tied for first. No longer losing to a dog.
That is a good thing. But we are planning on winning on Monday night.
¿Están listos para fútbol?
Sí.
Thanks so much for watching Texans Buzz. Let's get you pumped up for the game. También.
Centro, acarreo no, pinta de acarreo, buscando un pase y encuentra a Ryan Griffin en la zona. Pase, pase completo, Steven Anderson entra en la zona de anotación. ¡Qué estupendo esfuerzo! Y interceptado, sí, a 10, la 5, touchdown. Le aguanta la patada en camino y la patada va a ser buena. Houston gana, gol de campo.